Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Eric Wetterling, founder and editor of The Hedgeless Horseman. Now, Eric, look, there is a bit more optimism in the resource sector, especially driving down to the resource stocks, because October has been a pretty good month for precious metals investors, especially, which is nice because, boy, oh boy, those precious metals stocks just continued their downtrend. And hey, we're not in the clear right now by any means because, well, these stocks, even though they have bounced, they are at least taking back some of the losses over the last couple months. But big picture, they have been correcting for about a year and a half now. So still a lot of room to the upside for these to run just to get back to some of their highs of a little over a year ago. But there are certain areas that I think we can focus on that are getting a little bit more attention. Let's talk about an area somewhat close to where you live, Finland. Finland has a number of pretty solid companies and a few companies that have really built themselves out during that bear market and in the start of that bull market. Now, obviously, there has been a few more companies popping up in Finland because of, well, a bit more positive investor sentiment. Eric, any insights on any of these Finland plays and any that catch your eye?
Well, I mean, I personally own Firefox and I have a really small stake in Orion. I think it's shaping up to a great gold rush. I mean, to have that kind of success that we've seen down there this quickly, I think, I mean, either everyone down there or everyone, the ones operating right now, either they're very, very lucky or this is a very, you know, prolific or prospective gold belt. I think it's the latter because, I mean, now we have the Ikkari discovery, obviously, belonging to Rupert Resources. And that's, I mean, that's a humdinger. That's like 4 million ounces. And they drilled that up in a few tens of meters of drilling. And they have hit a lot of other mineralized intercepts in that area one. And now we have the so-called Ikkari West discovery, which is like 2 kilometers to the west. And that was drilled by B2 Gold with Orion Resources, their JV. And on October the 18th, we read that B2 Gold provides notice to exercise option on projects in northern Finland. So, okay, they're going into Finland. And then I think a day or so after I read that B2 Gold sold some assets in Africa. Okay, that's another sign. Okay, you sign, you know, exercise an option agreement in Finland after a discovery, and then you sell some assets in Africa. And today we got from Orion that Orion signs definite option agreement with B2 Gold on Kuortis property. And that's a slab of land which lies to the south of Kittilä. So, like, okay, you can kind of see a trend there, I think, that B2 Gold thinks they'll be probably here for quite some time, and this might be, you know, one of their main focuses going forward. And that's what I like about Firefox, for example. They have a huge land position. They have the ground just to the north of the Ikkari discovery. They have ground between Risti and Launi, which are two of Orion's discoveries. They have a lot of ground around Kittilä, which is closer to Kittilä than the ground that B2 signed a definite option agreement on today. So I think the real estate in Firefox, given that it's 100% owned, I think that has gone up a lot in the last few weeks, months, and year. And they already have a discovery at Mustajärvi, which looks like shares geological similarities with Ikkari as well. And they've had 100 plus gram meter holes, and they're drilling right now. So I like the Finland story overall. I think the discoveries we've seen tells us that yes, this is a very underexplored belt, and there's probably a lot more gold to find.
Well, Eric, yeah, it's definitely interesting how Finland has lit up the map just really over the last year and a half, 2 years. Rupert really led the way, and that's probably the most advanced, as you mentioned. Orion still has some really good drill results coming out with B2 Gold's JV, and they're kind of in the middle of the pack. But you like these earlier stage companies because you see more potential for them to get re-rated higher. Other than the proximity to some of these other projects and the prolific nature of this mineral belt. Are there any particular targets you're excited about that Firefox is drilling? I know they just announced new drill targets out just a couple days ago. Is there anything that has your eye as you've looked into that story where you think not only is it a closeology play, but they've got great land in their own right?
Well, I guess, if first of all, that's hard for me since I'm not a geologist. So, I mean, I just look at, you know, first and foremost, the price. I mean, Firefox is at, I don't know, 29 million market cap, get a few million in the bank, and their Mustajärvi discovery. I mean, they've already hit high-grade intercepts there. And that this is very early. I mean, they've hit it before to the west. Now they've hit some thick with a higher grade. And that's really early. It's like the same with Ikkari West here. I mean, the first holes were like 1.5 grams per ton over 45 meters. That's pretty much how Ikkari started. And then they came out with like, you know, 200 meter intercepts of 3 to 4 grams per ton. So I think they're early at Mustajärvi, for example. And I think that's going to grow. I mean, two holes into the high-grade zone, that's nothing. We have no idea how good or bad it is. Does it blow out at depth, you know, thicker with good grade like we've seen in the last hole? We don't know. But it could it amount to something? Yes, I think so. And then I think Sarvi is very interesting. That's just to the north of Ikkari and the Area 1. Where they had some good samples, and the geological slide they put in the last news release, Firefox, they show some structures that seem to be running from Area 1, which seems to correlate with the Ikkari West and Area 1 discovery, and it runs north-northwest into Sarvi. And they will be drilling there. So, I mean, okay, that's a neurology play, obviously. But if those, like, interpreted structures are correct and they do have something to do of why the fluids came up there, then, okay, Sarvi looks very prospective, in my opinion. And the other targets like Utsamo and Sativara, that's a bit too early stage for me to really have an opinion on. But they will be drilling it, and I think there's a reason why they will be drilling it. And I simply don't think I'm paying for any success there.
So they do have a number of targets, and they have already released some good drill holes. But again, this does seem a lot like an area play as well because of the success we've seen in other companies, especially Rupert Resources. What are you watching then in terms of developments from this area that you think could draw some more investors into Finland? Because as much as I think some investors have made money in some of these plays, exploration plays in Finland, I think a lot of people have missed it. And now they are sitting on the sidelines saying, maybe are there some new companies that might drive some interest? What do you think will drive that continued interest in this area, Eric?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, Rupert was a big success, but it was a relatively quiet success. You didn't really see many people talk about it. I owned it for a while when they were at 60 million market cap, and I unfortunately sold it before the Ikkari discovery, because they spent like 2 years, I think, of doing proper, you know, in the field grassroots exploration, taking samples, etc. And to me, that, you know, became unbearably boring. But then it paid off, obviously, big time. So I don't know. I mean, I guess depending on what B2 Gold does, and depending on the Ikkari West discovery, for example. I mean, if this turns out to be another Ikkari, then it would be, you know, reach such a critical threshold, I think, that investors like, oh, okay, goddammit, they're like $2 billion deposits right next to one another, and then you have a bunch of companies drilling for more gold. I think it simply is that this is kind of unknown still, and Finland overall, I mean, Finland hasn't been open for external miners that long. So I think this is just a matter of investors getting, well, comfortable with Finland, I think. And I remember listening to a call with Rupert Resources, and some analysts asked them, I think it was American or Canadian, asked them about the threat of Russia. So, okay, if like me, I live in Sweden. It's like, okay, we've been living right next to Russia for quite some time now, but it's just interesting to hear the perspective from outsiders on the other side of the pond, like a bit worried that Russia will come in and like take the gold or something. So I think that speaks to like how foreign this is for a lot of investors.
Yeah, except for on the Fraser Institute, Finland's really moved up the batting order, and it's seen as a very good jurisdiction, even though, to your point, it hasn't been open for the gold mining for very long, maybe for base metals, but the gold is a newer trend. It's a re-emerging trend. But just one last question, Eric. I know that we've had a couple segments with you on where you talk about the assay risk and how you position it early, but then if it runs up, you know, because of the excitement of the drill program, you take some off the table. And then sometimes you wait until there is a discovery before you get in, so there's a margin of safety. So how are you going to play something like Firefox? Would you sell some of the stock if it has a big run up here in anticipation of these drill results? Or would you wait to add more until you see proof in the pudding? How are you going to play this one?
That's a good question. I mean, right now, for example, I think the sentiment is too poor for much of drill hype speculation. Well, perhaps in like, you know, Newfoundland or something. I mean, there are some areas that are hot enough that you actually have hot money coming in. But most of the juniors I see out there, I mean, some with, you know, great visuals or whatever, there's almost no drill speculation. So I think that angle is dead for the time being, until sentiment actually becomes better and there is some more hot money in this sector. In the case of Firefox, I think that Mustajärvi alone is already, I wouldn't call it a discovery, but we already know there's gold there. And they will be, you know, doing some, I think, close-based drilling around that. So I think that has quite a high probability of not coming up with dusters, for example. And I don't simply think I'm paying much for the drilling at the other areas. So I think it's a hybrid play. I mean, they're both grassroots exploration and stepping out, let's say. And then you have the, you know, the whole land holding part of it. I mean, given how B2 Gold is rushing in, do I think that Firefox could pick up the phone and do a JV with a mid-tier or something if they wanted to? Yeah, I think so. So I think there's simply a lot of like potential value backing up the whole valuation. I think Mustajärvi is already a bit de-risked, so I'm happy to take drill risk there, let's say, because I don't think it's there's no Ikkari priced into Firefox because of Mustajärvi. And then the other ones, I don't see Firefox going up on drill hype speculation. But in the case that Firefox would shoot up with no news and double, let's say, yeah, I would take money off the table.
All right, Eric, appreciate your insights. And you know what? Finland really has been one of the shining lights for the precious metals sector, I believe, broadly. But it still has, I think, flown a little bit under the radar. And we continue to see some pretty interesting exploration plays that are now seeming to develop a bit more into what look like very attractive takeover targets and what look like will be a couple new mines coming online, who knows when. But these grades that we are seeing and the overall size of these deposits is very attractive to, I assume, at least some of the mid-tiers. Eric, thanks as always for your time, buddy. I'll post a link to your website below and we will chat again next week. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks, Chad. And just to be clear, I own shares of Firefox Gold and the company is a banner sponsor, so consider me biased.